The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. The whole point of today's gospel of Jesus Christ is to teach us one thing, that our neighbor is whoever happens to be near us. That's it. So it's not just, yes, it's a person sitting right next to you. That's part of it. But it's also any person you come in contact with throughout your day. It's your mom, it's your dad, it's your brother, your sister, your aunt, your uncle, your grandmother, your grandfather. It's our children, our grandchildren. It's each and every person we come in contact with every single moment of our lives. It could be our teacher. It could be any number of people. Oftentimes we hear that it's the poor. And yes, that is true. The poor are our brothers and sisters. But it's not just them, it's everyone. So part of what we have to do when we think of this command of Jesus Christ to go and do likewise, to love God and love our neighbor as ourself, we have to think about, one, who our neighbor is. So this person was trying to justify themselves in the gospel today, like we all tend to do when we're struggling with things, when it comes to following the law that Christ has set down. But it's a good question. One that we have to grapple with and understand in our own light, in our own selves. Who is our neighbor? Who is my neighbor? Once we realize that Christ means for everyone to be our neighbor, especially those most closest to us, we have to start to ask another question. Okay, this is my neighbor. What do they need? The victim that was on the ground today in the gospel, the robber's victim, he needed an inn. He needed somebody to care for his wounds and bandage up his wounds, to care for him and make sure that he got healthy. But that's not always going to be the case with all of our neighbors. Some of our neighbors will need food. Some of them will need clothing. All of them will need prayer. Sometimes they just need somebody to talk to. Sometimes it's a lonely, elderly person that lives down the block from us. It doesn't matter who it is. Our goal then, the second question, is what do they need? And our goal is to give them what we can. When it comes to material wealth, if our neighbor needs a cloak, that second cloak in our closet, that second jacket that we haven't used for over a year, 2 years, that belongs to the poor. But so does our extra time. When we have a lonely elderly person living down the road, our extra hour that we have that we could give to a third hour of Netflix belongs to that older person that's lonely, that hasn't had somebody to talk with for a month because of COVID, because of the isolation that's generally inherent in our society today. When we're at recess, our neighbor is the odd one that hasn't been recognized as being worthy, that's been left out, has been outcast from the rest of our class, from the rest of the school. That person needs a friend. And so our neighbor is everyone. And it's our job that Christ has given us to really discern, ask that question, who is our neighbor? Because in each moment it's going to change, right? But then also asking the second question, what do they need? And that's it today.